From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 18th day of July 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a heat advisory for the Lake George Saratoga region, the Greater Capital District southward to the Mid-Hudson Valley. The advisory is in effect from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. today. A combination of high levels of heat and humidity will lead to a heat index value of around 100 degrees. Persons outdoors for prolonged periods will be at risk for heat-related illness. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 93 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms again before 9 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 71. We'll run down the weekend weather in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. The Bel Air expansion is at the top of the news today as Greene County lawmakers are voicing their opposition. Ariel Zangler is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Greene County lawmakers are once again voicing their opposition to the state's proposed $74 million expansion of the Bel Air Mountain Ski Center in neighboring Ulster County. Chairman Wayne Steenberg told lawmakers on Wednesday he was submitting a letter to the State Department of Environmental Conservation in opposition to investing taxpayer money into a facility that competes with private resorts such as Hunter and Windham Mountains. The chairman added that Greene is not opposed to Ulster County, but it is opposed to unfair competition. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Freeman. Over in Catskill, the residents are asking officials to repair the spillway. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman on Catskill residents asking the town board to repair the spillway. The residents say that the damage to the spillway by Tropical Storm Irene has led to a 5-foot drop in the water level at Barry Lake near Cairo Junction Road and that the problem has to be fixed. Residents say the spillway breached and allowed the lake to drain at an accelerated rate. One resident said, and I quote, "The concrete collapsed and there's a big hole the size of my living room in there. It started going down pretty much overnight and continues to be eroding," unquote. The official said they have been unable to determine who owns the property where the spillway is eroding. You'll find that full story in the Daily Freeman. And in our final story, Rick Scalera is going to run for re-election on the GOP line. John Mason writes in the Register Star that Hudson's 5th Ward Supervisor Rick Scalera, a longtime Democrat, has declined the endorsement of the City Democratic Committee. He will run on the Republican line in the November election, although he remains a registered Democrat. Scalera is no stranger to the GOP. In 2005, he supported Republican Dan Grandinetti as his successor over Democrat Richard Tracy. And in the 2011 mayoral race, he backed Republican William J. Hallenbach Jr., who defeated Democrat Nick Haddad. The Democrat nominating committee, charged with replacing endorsed candidates who decide not to run, has declined to nominate a replacement for Scalera at the ballot. That decision was based on the belief that Scalera would be the best candidate and is valuable as a supervisor. You'll find that full story in the Register Star. The hot weather continues for our area. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a heat advisory. For today, we are expecting a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 93 degrees. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 71. The forecast for the next 3 days, on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 96 degrees. Heat index values will be as high as 101 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 71. On Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are likely mainly after 1 p.m. Some of those storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 88 degrees. On Saturday night, a chance of showers before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 65. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. The sun rose this morning at 5:35 a.m. and will set at 8:27 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 51 minutes. A decrease in 2 minutes over yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Thursday, the 18th day of July 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.